a noise of music in this church, because if it gets so loud, you won't hear God. Amen? A lot of people say, or some people think, it's going to be very noisy in heaven. Well, the question you ask them, have you ever been to heaven? No. Well, how do you know that? Amen? So God wants you today to be refreshed. Say, I want to be refreshed. That's why we start the services off, everybody quietly praying in the Spirit. If you can't pray in tongues, you ought to ask Jesus to baptize you in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. It's very, very important. And I'm not going to push, pull, and shove you and try to get you to do it tonight. I'm just going to say that's what the Word of God says. But you, beloved, building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, or praying in the Spirit. A lot of people don't want to say, well, that don't mean, I don't care what people say it means. That's what the Word of God says. And so when you build up your most holy faith, saints, on a daily basis, and that doesn't mean you got to spend 5 hours, 6 hours. You need to spend some time praying in tongues, building, and stop asking God for things. Just pray in tongues. Just be quiet and let the Spirit of God, let the Spirit of God pray through you. Just pray in tongues. See, most of us go into a lot of warfare and prayer and so on and so forth. We ought to be quiet and just pray in tongues. So that you'll have the faith, when you do have a battle, you'll have the faith to overcome it. Amen? Does that make sense to you? Hallelujah. So you're going to be refreshed tonight. God wants to refresh you. God wants to bring you back to, if you left it, to praying in the Spirit. Building up your faith, your most holy faith. Amen? So if you build up your most holy faith, saints, you'll be able to believe God. Most people on a daily basis have trouble believing God. Why? It's a God that speaks through a donkey. It's a God that opened Red Seas and caused a bread or manna to come out of heaven. Walked through a wall. Made wine without no grapes. You try that. He doesn't do things according to the flesh. And if you don't build your faith up, God will speak to you. And guess what? God speaks to everybody in here. But you know what it is? If you don't have your faith built up, your flesh will say, that's not God. That makes no sense at all. I was praying for somebody here last Friday or Sunday, whatever it was. This is strange. And I saw cotton candy. And this lady is in love with cotton candy when she was a child. What did that do? That opened up her heart, you see, and God ministered to her. But it made no sense to me. See, I sometimes see pictures. So I saw this stuff, you know, I've seen it before, and I saw this cotton candy, so I spoke it out. It made no sense to me. But I'm a tongue talker, and I'm a tongue prayer, you see, and I keep my faith built up. When you're praising God, I'm over here a lot of times praying in tongues. Building up my most holy faith so that I can minister by the Spirit of God. And I can minister based on the faith that I build in me. Amen? So God said, say, I'm going to be refreshed. Right now. Everybody quietly, Spirit quietly, pray in tongues right now. Let's get refreshed. Let's build up our most holy faith and be prepared for what God's going to do next. Hallelujah. The Lord would say, these have been dry spells for some of you, but because you're building up your most holy faith, I'm drawing you into me. I'm drawing you into those open doors that I have opened, my promises. I'm drawing you into my grace. Some of you have cried out for grace. You want favor. God says it belongs to you. But God says if you'll build your most holy faith up, you'll walk in this grace. You'll believe that you have favor with God. God says you're coming out of the dry place. There was an awful lot of dry places in people's lives in here tonight. But God says no longer. The water, the Spirit of God, the dew from heaven is going to refresh you tonight and come upon you. The Spirit of God's going to come upon you. You're going to be a refreshed person. You're going to be a refreshed son and a refreshed daughter, and you're going to know that God loves you, because that which you, that place you was in, that dry place that you've been struggling and you've been fighting to come out of, God says, because of my word, because of my word, I'm speaking to you right now that the refreshing is touching you right now, because you built up your faith and you're no longer operating on your faith, but you're operating on your most holy faith. And what you believe tonight, it'll come to pass. Most of you, God says, are believing for a realm or a supernatural realm of the presence of God. For you really need to have your body. You need to have your body refreshed, your mind refreshed, spirit, soul, and body. Well, God says, this is the night that I'm going to refresh you. This is the night I'm going to bring you out of yourself into myself, into me, saith the Lord, where you can draw from me and know that I am alive in you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Philemon 1:6. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. 1:6. So you're going to build up your most holy faith. This is going to be number two now. That the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. You see, when you build up your most holy faith and you start acknowledging that grace that's in you, that love that's in you, that power that's in you, the gifts of the Spirit that's in you, the love of God that's in you, when you start acknowledging that, you've built up your holy faith, now you're acknowledging all those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. Once you recognize and start acknowledging all those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus, you're going to get them to manifest in your life. Because your faith is on a different level. You're in this holy faith, and now you're confessing all those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. So all knowledge and wisdom is found in Jesus, in Colossians it says. So the knowledge and wisdom is in you and I. So a lot of people say, well, I just don't understand the gifts, or I don't understand how to do this. But the knowledge and wisdom, you can say, all the knowledge of Christ is in me in Christ Jesus. All the knowledge of wisdom of Jesus, the wisdom of Christ, is in me in Christ Jesus. See, what you're doing, you're identifying with the supernatural realm. Because everybody here is going to have knowledge. Everybody here is going to have wisdom about certain things, right? And so you're going to want to build your faith up, and you ain't going to do it for 2 hours. You can do it for 15 minutes, and then you start acknowledging those things that are in you in Christ Jesus. It belongs to you. You start saying, I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. I'm blood bought. I'm a temple of the Holy Spirit. And then you start naming all those things. You know what Jesus said in the book of Revelation? He said, any door I open, no man will close. Well, you start acknowledging the doors he's opened. He's opened grace and love and forgiveness and the gifts and the mind of Christ and on and on and on. And love of God and forgiveness. He's opened all those doors. But sometimes we shut the doors. You know why? Because we haven't built up our faith and God speaks to us and it makes no sense to us. That can't be God. God's not the author of confusion. No, but God takes things from the realm of the Spirit, and he always operates by his Spirit. So for you and I to cooperate with this, if we'll build up our most holy faith and then start acknowledging all those good things that are in Christ Jesus, instead of asking God for things, asking God, it's in you. You got to acknowledge those things that are in you. See, sometimes we make prayers to God, we're asking for stuff, like it's out there somewhere, but it's in us in Christ Jesus, as a born-again Christian. Amen? If you don't acknowledge it, what you'll do, you'll be praying, asking for it, and you won't believe it's in you. You won't believe it's right here. in Christ Jesus. And he says in Ephesians 1, he says, every spiritual blessing belongs to you in Christ Jesus in the heavenly place. Every spiritual blessing. Now, there's a lot of spiritual blessings, isn't there? God can impart finances into you the same way he put the coin in the fish's mouth. The same God. This is the God that says, I'm a God of signs and wonders and miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit. I want to witness this to you. But you see, if we're out of touch with God and we come in here in the flesh and we don't prepare ourselves, most people have trouble receiving. You know why? We haven't built up our faith. That's why we pray in the Spirit. We start that. We quote scriptures. We thank Jesus. We want to acknowledge all those good things that are in us, Christ Jesus, in Christ Jesus. Guess what? Healing's in you. Because the gifts of the Spirit are in you. Amen? So that's number two. You have to acknowledge that, saint. You have to speak it. I don't know if you don't have a list, but you have to start by the Spirit of God will help you to acknowledge all those good things that are in you. Don't let anybody, listen, saints, don't let anybody ever take you back beyond your salvation. You know what happened with Lot's wife when she looked back? You know what Jesus said, put your hand to plow, don't look back because you're not worthy of me? And yet we got all these people who want to take us back to when we're 10 years old or whatever years old. So don't let anybody ever take you back beyond your salvation. Because from that point on, you see, you're going to get free. You're going to renew your mind. You're going to pray in the Spirit. You're going to build your faith in you. You see, you're going to acknowledge all those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. And God says there's no junkyard. You're not my junkyard. He said, you're the apple of my eye. You're my bride. You're my body. Amen? So what happens is, either someone takes you back trying to deliver you, or the devil reminds you of yesterday. Well, why is he reminding you? Because you're not holding the shield up. The protection. Who's the shield? Jesus is our protector. We acknowledge all those good things that are in us in Christ Jesus. I'm blood bought, Satan. My sins are forgiven. You're not bringing sins into my mind. You're not bringing sins into my mind. You're not bringing old things into my mind. I got a brand new mind, the mind of Christ. Amen? So we play a big part in getting free and staying free and experiencing God in us. And all we got to do is agree with him. All we got to do is build up our most holy faith. All we got to do is acknowledge those good things that are in us in Christ Jesus. See, when I had the booze trouble and the drug problem and the death wish and multiple sclerosis, this is the process God brought me through. I never let anybody take me back beyond my salvation. When I got saved, April 1973, no, sir. Well, what about when you... No, I give my testimony where God brought me from, but I don't allow anybody to take me back there. Salvation is deliverance. And you'll deliver yourself by acknowledging all those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. Because you know what happened? God will respond to it. I want healing. It's that far away. It's in you in Christ Jesus. I want knowledge. It's this close. And God, the Holy Spirit, says, I've come to teach, counsel, and comfort you, and strengthen you, and I'll help you. I'll help you acknowledge those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. Because the Holy Spirit is all about Jesus. He's all about Jesus. Now listen, saints. You may not catch on to this. You may disagree with this. But this is what God's had me want me to speak tonight. You may not, it may be beyond you or something. It makes no difference. I got to be obedient. Amen? And that is simply this. When we start talking about the end times, everything is based on the prophets. They could see down through time. But when Jesus in Matthew 5 came and fulfilled the Old Testament and the prophets, amen? There must come a time, because they're not God, where they see down through time, they bring you to a certain place, you've now entered the blood covenant, and now it lays with the knowledge and wisdom which is in Jesus, now it lays with Jesus what you're going to learn about the end time. Saints, if you don't get a hold of this, let me go back over just a little bit here. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Turn to Matthew 5:17, please. 5:17. Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fill. There's got to come a time, saints, when we got to look to the knowledge, because all knowledge and wisdom is found in Jesus. Listen, the prophets were of God, but they weren't God. And so they only saw in part. We only know in part. You know that? They only knew in part. So to try to take the information from the prophets and bring it all the way through and determine the end time when Jesus spoke about it in 24 and he spoke about it in Luke. All the end time stuff must be picked up under the blood covenant by the Holy Spirit and not brought beyond where the prophets no longer could see. There's got to be room for Jesus, saints, because all knowledge and wisdom is found in Jesus. That doesn't mean now they don't see down through time. They don't take you to a certain place. But there must come a time when you tap into the Holy Spirit if you want to find something out, because all knowledge and wisdom is not found in the prophets. It's not found in you and I, although it may be in us. It hasn't manifested. It's found in Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit wants you to understand. Well, Jesus mentioned in Matthew 24 about the end time. He mentioned in Luke. And you know what he said? And no one wants to receive it. He said, not a hair on your head will be hurt. And so we got these end time people speaking, and they draw it all from Daniel and Ezekiel. No, they only know in part. They only saw down through in part. They don't know the whole thing. You must realize there's another covenant. It's the final covenant. It's Jesus Christ, and all knowledge and wisdom must be, because you know why? Revelation says that Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. See, some of you, why am I saying this? Because I think a lot of us are losing out on the blessings of God, the knowledge of Jesus, the wisdom of Jesus. I think a lot of us are caught up with all kinds of different things. But he knows that we're his bride and we're sons and daughters and kings and priests and in the temple of the Holy Spirit. He wants you and I to lean more, not to our own understanding, but acknowledge him and he'll direct our path. So everything you're going to find out about the end time, you can find out from Jesus or his teachings. They didn't have all knowledge and wisdom. We don't either. It may be in us, but we don't have it all operating. So the people today who are talking about the end times, listen, those tribes over there have been fighting since Jesus and before. Everybody's upset. Listen, America is not even the Bible. God's got a big plan for America. And it isn't worrying about those clowns over there. It's getting in touch with Jesus, having a relationship with Jesus. Let the Holy Spirit feed you. Jesus is concerned about souls. Do you know that? Don't worry about them people over there. They've been doing that since. Man, you can find that way back when. So we've got to realize that he's our priest and he's our king and he's our salvation and he's our knowledge and our wisdom. And on and on and on and on. He's our grace. He's our deliverer through salvation. He's our forgiveness. So I'm going to acknowledge those good things that are in me in Christ Jesus. If God chooses to give you a vision, he brought me down in hell one time. And I stood, and there was a great light right here. And this is where I was standing. And there was someone standing beside me, I assume an angel. And I saw out here, everything was dead. People couldn't lift their heads. And I started out, because I like to minister, I started into that darkness, into that dead place, and a hand, an arm came in front of me and stopped me. See, I'm interested in Jesus. I'm interested in a revelation and light of Jesus. I'm interested in knowledge of Jesus, the wisdom of Jesus. I'm interested in the Spirit of the living God. I'm interested in God the Father. I'm interested in that blood covenant. What has God called me to do? What does God want me to do? I'm not as interested in the tribes over there cutting each other's heads off and everything. Do I pray for them? I always pray for whenever I see a problem. See, we're following the right God. They're following a God that wants to murder and kill babies and cut heads off and do all kinds of things. And until they change gods and get into the Jesus we're talking about, they'll always have them problems. Because they're set up in tribes. And the tribe over on this street don't agree with the tribe over on this street. And they kill each other. Hallelujah. He says, won't you just acknowledge those things that are in you? Just acknowledge those good things that are in you. You're a good person. I've made you a good person. You're not a junkyard. You're a good person. I wouldn't be living in you, saith the Lord. That's why I'm living in you. You're a good person. You're my light. You're my voice. So God says, build up your faith. Acknowledge all those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Colossians 2, Steve. Praise you, Jesus. Colossians 2, 2, 3, and 4. That their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both the Father and of Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden in the Holy Spirit. And I just want to hit four here. Now this I say, lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words. Do you know your own flesh will try to persuade you are not following that voice you're hearing, that strangeness from the other world, from the Holy Spirit, from the supernatural realm? Your flesh will say, that makes no sense to the flesh. I'm not following something that makes no sense to me. This is how the gifts operate, saints. You can persuade yourself. If you don't have a renewed mind, if you don't build up your most holy faith, if you don't acknowledge all those good things that are in Christ Jesus, you'll persuade yourself that ain't God. All of us at one time have had examples such as we've probably heard something from God and we'll say, that ain't God, that makes no sense. And we all battle at times. Now, you can grow out of it. You'll go through a process where you'll know it's God and you'll trust in God and you'll say what you're hearing. But there's a beginning over here where we say, that ain't God, that don't make no sense. Years ago, you know, I told God, I'm not saying that. I got enough trouble just standing up here talking. If I say that, they'll all walk out. I had to learn. It was God. Abraham, take your boy up there, offer him as a sacrifice. Obedience, that's what God's looking for. And it's another realm, saints. You see, all knowledge and wisdom is found in Jesus. You see what it says there? In whom are hidden, you see, a lot of the treasures and the knowledge and wisdom is hid in Christ, in you and I, and we never get to experience it. Because the devil will do everything he can to get you off from his knowledge and his wisdom, to get you, to stop you from acknowledging all those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. Even your flesh will argue with God. Well, that makes no sense, God. It's got to make sense to me before I do it. And God says, no, don't. You remember the donkey? You remember the prophet? I can imagine the prophet says, it made no sense to me. You talking to a donkey and I'm one of your prophets. We haven't learned about God. We haven't built up our faith. We haven't acknowledged all those good things that are in us in Christ Jesus. What do you need? What do you understand? Do you need something about a business? Do you need something about ministry? Do you need to understand your husband? Do you need to understand your wife? You need God's knowledge and wisdom. Because they're two different minds, saints. Left side, right side brain. See, I'm a man, and I'm missing that whole left side. So I got none of me to catch on to something. I got to listen to my wife. Because my side, mine, don't operate. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, why are we saying all this stuff? Because I'm going to show you where God's taking you. It's entirely up to you. See, I'm not going to put anybody in jail. I'm not going to get the board out. I'm not going to try to make you. All I'm going to do is put out the seed, the word of God. It's up to you to get the harvest. I can't get the harvest for you. All I can do, you got to agree with the word of God. Amen? Luke 4:18, Steve. Hallelujah. This is the vision of Creative Faith Ministries. Long time ago, God said, this is your vision. Look at that. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Well, you see, if you don't build up your most holy faith, you'll never believe this. If you don't acknowledge all those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus, you'll never believe the Spirit of God is upon you. You know what Jesus said in John 14? You can do the same and even greater. How are we going to do it? We need the Spirit of God. Say, I'm anointed. And the anointing will teach me all things. That's 1 John 2:20 and 2:27. 2:27 says, the anointing will teach you all things. How come we're going all kinds of other places to learn? Why can't we let the Spirit of God teach us about our calling, about those good things that are in us in Christ Jesus, about the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me? Say, I'm anointed. To preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Do you know how many brokenhearted people there are in America? You don't have to go over there in the tribes. They're right here. And you need the anointing. You need the anointing to teach you. You need the anointing to encourage you and to build you up and to get you to confess all those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. Because you ain't ever going to believe it. Because your mind will argue with God. Because your mind is enmity against God. It don't have the ability to believe God. Then what are we going to do? We're going to ask the Holy Spirit to teach us. Amen? And this is what he wants to teach us. I believe this is for everybody in here. Whether you do it or not is another thing. Sometimes it's a lonely walk. Sometimes it's just you and God. Sometimes people will laugh at you. Some people will say, that guy's an idiot. But God says, no, you're the temple of the Holy Spirit. Don't listen to the voices that come out of the flesh that are birthed in the darkness of hell. Listen to this voice. Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. You see, tell them that God heals. Tell them that God loves. Tell them that God saves. Tell them that if they're saved, that God is in them. Tell them that they're anointed. Tell them they got the mind of Jesus Christ. Tell them they got angels around them. Tell them they can have visions and dreams. You ain't got to run from the devil. The devil should be running from us. He's under our feet. This is the spirit of prophecy. The spirit of Christ. He is the spirit of prophecy. And this is him teaching here. He's prophesying this. He's telling us this. To proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind. To set at liberty. You know something? People are, may have sight, but they're blinded. When Tom gave the message tonight, that's what, one of the parts he was talking about. I want to open your eyes. I want to open your eyes. I want to show you my grace and my favor. Don't be like Lot's wife and keep looking back. Put your hand to the plow. Stop looking back. There's all kinds of people that you need to proclaim the liberty to the captives. There's all kinds of captives. There's all kinds of people in jail, not physical jail, spiritually jail. Recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. Do you know how many people are oppressed? You ain't got to go very far. Just sit down and open and be quick to listen and slow to speak, and you'll hear about all kinds of oppression. Do you think I need to go back to and when I was 5 years old? Get the board out. You need to lay it on the backside. You don't need to go back any further when you were saved. I won't. You see, if I'm going to stay refreshed, if I'm going to stay in the peace of God, I'm not going to walk in the old. I'm going to walk in the new. I'm going to confess all those good things that are in me in Christ Jesus. I'm telling you, saints, there's literally millions of people who are oppressed. You know why? Either somebody or the devil takes them. I'm talking about born-again Christians. Takes them way back here. We got to bring. This is your problem back here. No, you know, we're just too dang lazy to go through the process and renewing our minds and speaking the word of God. You can take someone back to their 5 years old and they'll feel all tingly and good and everything else. And 2 weeks later, you'll be taking them back to their 10 years old. I just saw something else. Did Jesus take all your sin? Stop looking back. Hallelujah. This is where God's taking everybody. He needs ministers. He needs the body of Christ. He needs thumbs and fingers. And I'm talking about men and women. I'm talking about young people that get into this anointing. And you get into that by building up your faith and acknowledging all those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. If you don't, you'll never believe the Spirit of God's upon you. Well, you ain't upon me. I never feel nothing. Hallelujah. Amen? Praise you, Jesus. Galatians, last place, I think. Galatians. Say Galatians. I want to make sure someone's still awake out there. Praise God. Galatians 1. Chapter 1. 11 and 12. This is the 11th year, and there's 12 apostles. Amen. 11. But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel was preached by me is not according to man. For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. How much do we really know about Jesus? And how much do we really identify with him being in our lives? That's where light and revelation comes. Identifying with all those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. And then light and revelation will come from that. I didn't learn it from man, Paul said. Amen? You sure about that? Praise God. I don't care what your problem is. I don't care if you're oppressed. I care if you're oppressed, but I'm talking about there's nothing not. Someone said, he don't care about nothing. Well, that's not what I meant. I saw someone's brain just jump right off the cliff. He don't care if I'm oppressed. You think I'd be here ministering if I didn't care? Hallelujah. There's somebody. That's oppressed. No, I'm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What's your name in the white sweater? There? Right there? You've been waiting for a time or something to change. You've been waiting like God's waiting on God or waiting for something. You've been praying about something. And I don't know what it is, but you do. But God says tonight's your new beginning. God says it's coming to you by His Spirit. God says it's going to flow into you. God says there has been doors I've opened to you, but you haven't had the knowledge and the wisdom. But tonight, I'm going to give you the knowledge and the wisdom. You're going to understand that the doors belong to you, that the door has been opened. God says you'll be brought into a new place, a new room in me, saith the Lord. And there's going to be a huge library. Every answer you've ever asked is going to be there. It's going to come through my knowledge and my wisdom, saith the Lord. And so the peace of God that you need, God says it's going to fall upon you like never before. Yes, all the world has been noisy to you, and there has been rustles here and rustles there, but God says no longer. It's all been quieted now, because nothing will overcome my peace, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. So we need to get the revelation of Jesus, don't we? It's not wrong to hear the word of God. But you know where it's going to come from? Your identification with all those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. Building up your most holy faith. God is here tonight to refresh. God is here tonight to turn things around. God is here tonight to let you feel His presence, to feel His cloud, to feel His joy, to feel His forgiveness. Hallelujah. What is your first name in the black jacket there? Patty? You know, God's taking you into some kind of training. There's some kind of training God's going to take you into. And God says, my daughter, this training is coming by my Spirit. And there's going to be troubles trying to stop you from going into training. But God says, the training I got for you, it's been touching you from time to time. And you have been open to it, and the desire has risen up in you. But God says, this training is going to be full time. God's going to bring you in full time training. And when He opens that door of teaching to you and that anointing to you, you're going to explode into a place where the oppressed will be set free. And the anointing is going to fall upon you. God says, you have sat in one place for a long time, and you have just been just sitting there. But God says you're going to stand up, your feet are going to move, and you're going to walk on the highway of holiness, because I've designed it for you. And I say, my daughter, you're coming with me, because you've opened your heart to me, you've reached out your hand to me, your hand is in my hand, saith the Lord, and it'll come forth, because I have spoken it, and I have given you the grace. It will turn around, because the Lord says, nothing can stop me, and nothing can refuse me, and I've caused you to stand on your feet, and I've caused you to turn around, and I've caused you to come into the training, and you shall be obedient, and I shall get the glory, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Oh, hallelujah. To God be the glory. Praise you, Jesus. For I neither received it from man. You just received it from the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. Saints, I'm telling you, that's what we need. We need a revelation of Jesus, the Spirit of prophecy. We need a revelation, and it's only going to come if we build up our faith and if we acknowledge all those good things that are in us in Christ Jesus. Amen? You are something special. God wouldn't say you're special. He says you're special because He's a spirit of truth. He's not a spirit of error. Special. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, whoa. Praise God. Put that tape on. No. He lifted my head. Oh, yeah, head lifted me or something. Praise God. Amen? The Spirit of God's going to fall on this place more. More. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I was leading into the gifts of the Spirit, but I can't get there. Praise God. Turn it up, Jeff, a little bit. Close your eyes and just worship the Lord. Yes, Lord.
You're my glory, Lord, and the lifter of my head.
Oh, Jesus.
For thou,
hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory and lifter of my head. Glory and the lifter of my head. This section right here, stand up. Everybody stand up in this section right here. Hallelujah. Close your eyes and raise your hands. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise you, Jesus, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name, Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. How great thou art. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Just sit here in His peace here for a minute. Let His peace just fill this place. Oh, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord, my Lord, when I'm in awesome wonder, consider all the worlds thy hands have made.
Yes, Lord, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I hear the rolling
thunder. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This section, stand up right here, please. Right here. Hallelujah. Back off to the back of the pews here. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are good, God. You are good, Jesus. How you doing, dear?
Good.
Father
good.
God. Hallelujah. Oh, the healing power of Jesus all through her body. The healing power of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. How great thou art, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, praise you, Jesus. Thou art. Hallelujah. My soul, my Savior God. Oh, Jesus, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Play it again, Jeff. Hallelujah. Run it again. Okay. Hallelujah. This section here, stand up here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, oh, the presence, the presence, the presence. Hallelujah. The presence in Jesus' name. The presence in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. The presence. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence. Oh, the presence. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence. Hallelujah. The presence. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The presence. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The presence. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise the presence. Hallelujah. Who? Oh, hallelujah. The presence of God. The presence of God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Stand up in this section here. Stand up. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The presence. Hallelujah. The presence of God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Here I come, George.
Come on, baby.
The presence. Don't hold me up. Let me go. The presence of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Worship Him, saints. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Savior God, to thee. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord Jesus. We honor you tonight. You are the priest. You are the king. You are the resurrection. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for taking our sins and our sickness and our disease. We thank you, God, that you're a God of signs and wonders and miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit. We draw attention to nobody in this place, only you, Lord Jesus Christ. It's because of your presence that we are refreshed tonight. It's because of your glory filling this place, your Shekinah glory, Lord. And we honor you tonight. We thank you, Lord, that you honored us by allowing us to come into your presence and to experience you, Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that we build up our most holy faith. We acknowledge
acknowledge all those good things that are in us, and we're going to get the light and the revelation of you, Lord Jesus Christ, and we're going to lay hands on the sick, and we're going to cast out demons, Lord, and we're going to raise the dead, and we're going to open blind eyes, Lord, because the anointing is going to set the oppressed and the captives free. That's on us, Lord. We thank you. We desire it, Lord. We long for it. We ask the Holy Spirit to teach us and bring us into that place that brings glory and honor to you, Lord Jesus Christ, into the gifts, into your knowledge and your wisdom. We just honor you tonight, and everybody comes into agreement, and we just bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Are you blessed? Are you refreshed? Hallelujah.